trying to get a farm bill and year-round E15 legislation through the Senate, and the markets closed yesterday for Memorial Day. This is Michigan Ag Today News. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and the news is brought to you by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered, and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, built stronger, built smarter.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he and his colleagues are actively working to pass the House-approved year-round E15 legislation and a farm bill. When the House separated that year-round E15 legislation from the farm bill, that created new hurdles in the Senate. Thune says he's working on a strategy, given the 60-vote Senate threshold needed to clear the now freestanding bills.
We're having a robust discussion about it. I'm hopeful and confident that in the end we'll be able to succeed and pick up what the House did, figure out how to pair it with the farm bill that they sent over here, and try and get a result for the American people, and more specifically for the farmers all across this country.
Thune pointed out that many of those farmers won't be able to stay in business given the continuing farm crisis if this legislation doesn't pass.
So we want to do what we can to create additional demand for American agricultural products. Some of that obviously is trade related. I'm pleased to hear some of the news that came out of the President's visit to China last week, but E15 is also a way of creating additional demand for agricultural commodities in this country and creating additional supply when it comes to fuels.
Arkansas Republican John Bozeman, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, has indicated that he intends to release the Senate's draft proposal of the farm bill in, quote, the coming weeks.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
Dry weather continues to spread across the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan farm forecast. Overall, we have high pressure dominating the region for the next couple of weeks. That's going to lead to a largely dry pattern, and it's settling here in here right away this week. Your Wednesday features beautiful weather conditions. Today, beautiful. Thursday, Friday, sunshine, blue sky, and no significant threat of moisture. However, what we are starting to see is signs that this air mass may get a few pockets of moisture. You'll see it in forms of humidity or cloud cover or something else, but there may be some pockets of moisture that may try and make life a little interesting at times. For example, overnight, Wednesday night into Thursday, I won't rule out a couple of hit and miss pop-up scattered showers. Will they be any more than a few hundreds to a few tenths? Probably not, but I can't necessarily rule them out. Fast forward then a few days going into the latter part of the weekend or early next week. Can we see a little string of moisture overnight Sunday night and Monday morning sneak through southwest Michigan? Possibly, but again, a few hundreds, that's it. Next week, as high pressure is analyzed right over the UP and in Lake Superior, can we see a couple of overnight scattered showers Wednesday night, Thursday? Yes, it is possible. We do not see any significant front coming through until probably next Friday the 5th. That's a front that sweeps through from the northwest. That will signal that the upper level ridge has kind of backed off a little bit, but we're still not opening the floodgates. I think we're still mostly dry into early the week of the 8th. We're just going to be seeing a little bit more of a west to east flow pattern across the region rather than very warm, very dry, high pressure. So a few caveats this morning, but still looking overall at a very wide open opportunity for field work over the next couple of weeks. I'm Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
It's time to talk markets here on Michigan Ag Today. And with the markets closed yesterday, what can we expect now? Well, let's ask John Zenker. He's with the Farmer's Keeper, and he spoke yesterday with Andy Eubank.
Some mild short covering, John, as we went into the three-day Memorial Day weekend. Of course, no markets on Monday, and we returned to trade Monday night, Tuesday morning, full session. Only 4 days of trade, though, during the course of the week. What shall we be paying attention to?
Well, right now, we're sitting here looking at crude oil futures, both NYMEX and New York, and Brent down almost $6, $5.50 to $6. So that's in direct response to what appears to be maybe the best chance for peace breaking out in the Iranian conflict. So I would imagine we'll see a little bit of a downturn, you know, a little bit of a response, certainly from soy oil, maybe corn with the ethanol connection. So I would expect that we'll see some lower openings, and then we'll digest that for a day or two. Then we're back to looking at the weather and what lies ahead for that. Looks like we should be able to get planting wrapped up here in most states, as we have a pretty nice dry stretch coming along, it appears.
John, one would have to think, especially if we do get good advancement of planting in the Tuesday afternoon report, but throughout the course of the week, one would think that there will be pressure on the markets from really good planting and development of this early crop.
Well, I think so. And that's the way we have to lean at this point. You know, just looking here at the 7-day projected, no rain for the northern half of Indiana, not a lot of rain for any part of the state until you get down right in the southern edge. Same thing for northern Illinois. And here we have the southeast getting some rain. And of course, that area has been dry. So really all the way across the southeast and back into Arkansas. So not a lot of bullish things developing here. So this could be a week where we slip back a little bit.
What about demand? What do you foresee could be the future demand-wise in the coming weeks?
Well, corn exports have just been fabulous. Just about every week I mentioned that we've talked about that for the last year and a half, almost on a weekly basis, how fabulous they are, and yet we just can't get much of a response. And I think we're going to continue that, unfortunately. Soybeans, it doesn't look like there's been anything done with the Chinese as far as suggestion that we're going to see any more old crop purchases. What's going to happen here with the new crop, still to be determined. There's certainly some hope there that something good will come along, but again, no confirmation from the Chinese on that. But domestic demand will continue to be extremely strong for soybeans, with the crush remaining strong. So there's some hope there. I'm not sure that we're set up here for any major break in soybeans. That might not occur until and if we get some bearish acreage news from the USDA at the end of June, last day of June.
Follow the markets online, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Rick Pfeiffer. Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.